Welcome to the Financial Success Podcast. I'm your host, Carl Turner. On this episode, we'll discuss the latest market news. This week, we'll focus on the positive economic data, which has caused markets to factor in that interest rate cuts may be delayed. So what is this data that's been released and what does it actually mean? So there's been the manufacturing PMI figures released for UK, US and China, which are all positive. So what does PMI mean? So it's called the Purchasing Managers Index and it's survey based and it's an attempt to measure the performance of manufacturing output. So the PMI data, it can help small business owners, employees and investors understand the cyclical economy, and it monitors the health of countries' manufacturers by surveying the purchasing managers themselves. So the respondents, they actually show the volume of new orders, business output and employment, and a PMI figure greater than 50 shows expansion in business activity. So all three reports from the UK, US and China were positive, showing a better output and demand. And it's a positive outlook for the economic growth from the previous PMI figures, which were much lower over the last few years. So it shows expansion in the economy. Now this data, although it's only survey based, it's not the strongest of data. It suggests that the worst is over, especially in the UK and China, where the economic output has been struggling. It gives market confidence that the technical recession is over. Also in the US, the figures were released for 184,000 new workers added to companies, which is higher than expected. So with these two factors, the PMI data and the job growth figures better than expected, it's caused investors to fear that rates may stay higher for longer. So Fed officials actually mentioned last week in comments that possibly rates will not come down in the short term. They also mentioned that central banks need more evidence of easing inflation before lowering the cost of borrowing. So for the first rate cut, it was priced in the US and the UK and Europe for June. Now it's potentially not the case, especially in the US where it's potentially later now. So markets have performed well generally over the last few months. This is due to pricing in that economies are recovering, and it's further shown with these PMI figures. So the next interesting data, which will show whether the economies are back on track, will be the earning figures from the US for the company earnings, which are expected to be much improved. Thanks for listening to this week's market update, and feel free to subscribe so you're notified whenever future episodes are released.